please like and subscribe. Let's grow NAI basketball. Thank you. Cascade Hoops Talk, bringing the world NAI basketball one podcast at a time. Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. Well, it's Thursday. Yesterday was Wednesday. New top 25 came out. We'll talk about that just a little bit as we go through it. But again, you know I don't pay too much attention to the top 25. We're going to go through all the conferences. Tons of action last night. Big game in Indiana. Big game in Illinois. We'll talk about all that. And then we're going to talk some IU Kokomo Cougar basketball with Eric Eckelbarger. He's the head coach there at IU Kokomo. So why don't we just kick this thing off? Let's go to the crossroads. You know what game we're going to talk about first. You know, I honestly thought this was going to be a close game. I thought at Lucky Arena, as good as Indiana Wesleyan is, and Grace just came out and flat made a statement. There's no other way to. They were a buzzsaw. They ended up beating Indiana Wesleyan 99-71. Elijah Malone, 26 points, 5 rebounds, 7 blocks. Cade Gibbs, 14 points, 5 rebounds. The Grace Lancers, they go to 21-0. They're going to play Spring Arbor next on Saturday. But really, Grace won this game defensively. You make any little mistake, they're just going to suffocate you. And that's what they did. They made it really, really tough for Indiana Wesleyan to score. Indiana Wesleyan was shooting like 20% from three at halftime, and Grace went on. They're good. They're very good. So Indiana Wesleyan, then they go to 18-3, and not going to get any easier for them because they have to go up to Mishawaka and play Bethel on Saturday. And speaking of Bethel, Bethel had to go to Huntington last night, and they got beat 83-81. That is a tough place to play. Huntington is good. They're playing really well. Zach Goodline, 26 points, 7 assists. Lane Sparks, 25 points. So Bethel goes to 16-5, and as we said, they're gonna host Indiana Wesleyan on Saturday. Just going through the rest of the crossroads. Taylor won. Good win for them against Mount Vernon Nazarene. Huntington won, as we said. Marion beat Spring Arbor. St. Francis beat Goshen. St. Francis is playing really shorthanded because of the injuries. But Elijah Malone's brother, and thank you, Randy, for sending me the note on this. I didn't open up the stat sheet, but Isaiah Malone, he ended up with 20 points, 11 rebounds, and I believe either 5 or 7 blocks. Let me look. 4 blocks, 20 points, 11 rebounds, and 4 blocks against Goshen. That's Isaiah Malone. That's Elijah's little brother. So thank you, Randy, two great Malones out there. So the standings then, Grace, they're 2 full games up on Indiana Wesleyan. Bethel and Huntington are a couple more back. They're really battling for who's going to be third. They might be able to bump up there to second. But Grace, boy, they're tough. In the KCAC tonight, Oklahoma Wesleyan, they go to 20-1. They defeated Ottawa tonight, 84-67. Jaden Litsky, 20 points, 12 rebounds, double-double. I think he's one of the most consistent players in the country. DJ Talton Jr., 17 points, 11 rebounds, also a double-double. So Oklahoma Wesleyan is going to play St. Mary on Saturday. And then Southwestern, they were victorious as well. They beat Avila 97-71. They go to 18-2. Kevin Clark, 28 points, one of the top scorers in the country. And Andrew O'Brien, 10 points, 7 rebounds, 13 assists. He got the double-double the hard way, just missed the triple-double. They're going to play Sterling on Saturday. Looking at the rest of the KCAC last night, Evangel beat Kansas Wesleyan in overtime. Very costly loss for Evangel. We'll talk about it in the standings. Bethel beat Bethany. McPherson beat Friends. St. Mary beat Sterling tonight, and Tabor was victorious at York. So let's look at the standings. I'll show you what I'm talking about. So Oklahoma Wesleyan now, they're one full game up on Southwestern, but they're two games up now on Kansas Wesleyan. And when you're trying to catch Oklahoma Wesleyan, boy, two games is a lot to make up. These are really the four. I don't know, there's four or five, but these guys are kind of battling for second place at this point. We'll keep an eye on it, but that's what it looks like to me. So in the WAC, Lords, they win again, 18-1. Jackie Harris, 25 points, 12 rebounds, double-double. They beat Concordia 68-61. Joey Hollifield, 21 points, 6 rebounds. They're going to play Northwestern Ohio on Saturday. So looking at the WAC, as we said, Lords won. Cornerstone beat Dearborn's really struggling this year. Rochester beats up on Port Clary. Madonna just keeps winning. Look at that. They just keep winning. Aquinas knocks off Lawrence Tech. Costly loss for Lawrence Tech. And Indiana Tech gets back in the W column. So Lawrence is a full game up on Madonna. That's really the race for first. Indiana Tech, Rochester, Cornerstone, and Lawrence Tech are really battling it out for second. And you can see that was a very costly loss for Lawrence Tech last night. In the southern states, Tennessee Southern, they're looking like the real deal. They went to life and beat them 78-71. Brandon Brown, 13 points, 5 rebounds. Adarian Hudson, 17 points, 5 rebounds. Tennessee Southern is 20-2. They're undefeated in the southern states. They go to Dalton State on Saturday. Show you where we're at in the standings. A couple other games real quick. Dalton State beat Bruton Parker. And Middle Georgia beat Thomas. So Tennessee Southern, look at this. Five and a half games. I mean, they're running away with the conference. And then the race here is for second. Stillman, Mobile, Dalton State, and William Carey. That loss tonight really, really hurt life. Put them out of that race for second, it looks like. In the GPAC tonight, Morningside got beat at home. Concordia went to the stable and beat Morningside by 11, 99-88. Huge win for Concordia. Costly loss for Morningside. Noah Shutt, man, he's tough. If you haven't seen him play, you need to watch Noah Shutt play. 21 points, 8 rebounds. Tristan Smith, 19 points, 3 rebounds. Morningside, they go to 14-6. They're going to play Mount Marty Saturday. Should be a get-well game for the Mustangs, but, man, in the GPAC, you never know, do you? So a couple other games in the GPAC we'll look at. Briarcliff got the win over Midland. Dort, they beat Mount Marty. Well, look at this. So Northwestern, half game up on Hastings. Concordia and Dort are another half game. Concordia, Dort, and Morningside are another half game back. So what is that? Five teams within a game. Yep, it's the GPAC basketball great. And it'll get tighter before the end of the season. It'll probably be eight teams within a half a game. Over in, up in Illinois at the Chicagoland, Roosevelt, Olivet Nazarene, big showdown. Roosevelt went up big. They got a scare at the end, but they hung on. They beat Olivet Nazarene 85-78. Julio Montez the second, 32 points, 32. David Swadura, 14 points, 4 rebounds. Roosevelt goes to 18-3, and they'll play Trinity Christian on Saturday. Olivet Nazarene, they go to 14-6, and they'll play St. Francis on Saturday. Indiana Northwest won, Judson won, St. Xavier won, big win for them, as did Indiana South Bend, Roosevelt, and Calumet. So Roosevelt is two games up, and then there's a big pack here. Indiana South Bend, Olivet Nazarene, St. Xavier, and Indiana Northwest and St. Ambrose are all battling for that second place. I think it's going to be hard for them to catch Roosevelt unless Roosevelt stumbles on their own. In the heart tonight, number 25, back into our top 25 this week, Mid-American Nazarene, our friend Adam Hepker, and we will have Adam Hepker talking Pioneer basketball tomorrow. But tonight they beat Peru State 87-73. Ed Wright, 27 points, 2 rebounds. Anthony Brown, a double-double, 29 points, 10 rebounds. So they go to 17-4. They play Grandview on Saturday. Real quick, let's look at the Hart. Missouri Valley was what won. Everybody who should have won in the Hart won. So Graceland won. Baker beat Central Methodist. So that Central Methodist lost a half a game. And, of course, Mid-American Nazarene won. So Mid-American Nazarene has a game and a half now. Game and a half on the pack. This pack of four has kind of been just within a half a game for a while, but Mid-American Nazarene's been able to break out a little bit. Over in the Appalachian Conference, key games here. Pikeville beat Bryan. Union beat Johnson. Union needed that win. Johnson didn't. Columbia International won. So let's look at here. So Union, this isn't even a half game. This is mere percentage points. These guys are getting boxing gloves out before it's over. Union and Pikeville, I guarantee you. Columbia International, they're back a bit, as is Johnson. But you can see it's pretty tight up there at the top. It really looks like it's going to be a race between Union and Pikeville. Hey, this morning we talked to Eric Eckelbarger, head men's basketball coach, IU Kokomo. They play in the River States. Let's take a listen. Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. Hey, I got Eric Eckelbarger. He's the head men's basketball coach, IU Kokomo. Welcome, coach. Thanks for being on.
Hey, Billy. Thanks a lot. Appreciate you having me on. Always enjoy listening to everything you put out there and appreciate all you do for the NAI basketball.
Well, thank you, coach. You know, I want to talk about your team. I want to talk about the River States, which is a pretty good race this season. But we got to talk about this. What was the Oakland City game the other night? Was it double overtime? But you get out of there with the W. Just talk about that game.
No, I mean, it's a gritty game. And, I mean, I give a lot of credit to Coach Ken French. He does a great job down there at Oakland City. And those guys are competing their butts off, and they're playing every single team. All the top teams in our league, they're playing them right there, right to the wire. And it was no different last night, just a group of guys going out there and competing really hard. And you know, they had us on the ropes, to be honest with you. I think we were down 5 points with 14 mm-hmm. seconds to go in the game. And had to make a couple plays to get it to overtime. And then both overtimes were pretty hard-nosed deals. So I was proud our guys found a way to get it done. We found ourselves in some serious, serious foul trouble at the end of those overtimes and were able to find a way. So I commend our guys for hanging in there and being able to pull that out. You got to do that.
I was really impressed. Chris Chin, he stepped up, 24 points, 11 rebounds. And then Max Newman pulled down 18 rebounds. Those guys really came in big in that game for you, didn't they?
Yeah. And Chris Chin, he's a fourth-year senior this year, and he's been around our program a long time. He's got, you know, very, you know, just a hard-nosed kid, always brings it, just really hard-nosed. And did a really good job last night, just kind of making plays for us down the stretch. Especially, I think we fouled out Hunter Jackson, we fouled out Dell DeMeyers, and in the end, Max Newman fouled out as well. So, Chris kind of handled the load down there for us on the stretch and made some plays to be able to allow us to win the game. But I think his last three games, he's a small guard, you know, he's about 5'9" or so, and I think his last three games, rebounding wise, he's had 11, 8, and 6 in the last three games. So, that's important for our team. You know, he's competing on the boards and he can score in a lot of different ways. So he's doing a great job. And Big Max has been, you know, good for us all year, 18 rebounds. I think his high rebound game on the year is 24 rebounds. So he's capable, you know, of just having huge games for us. And we count on Max.
You know, just one more note on that game. You guys are shooting 38% from three, and you went 1-for-15 in the first half. Were you ready to pull your hair out?
I was. You know, I think the game before we had hit some threes against Point Park, and I think we kind of got a little three happy early on, thinking we're just going to shoot. And that hasn't been the way we've done things this year. We haven't. We've shot a fairly good percent on the year because we've taken the right threes at the right times. And I think we just came out and thought it was going to be, you know, something where we're just going to shoot, kind of piggybacking off last game, and it wasn't like that. So we got readjusted. You know, it's better in the second half.
So, Coach, I want to go back and look at your team this season. I know that right now it's, you know, you're missing some guys. It's like trying to put together a jigsaw puzzle without some of the pieces, but you're holding it together. You came out like gangbusters. You won 8 in a row. I thought the IU East game that you fell, I thought that really hurt. Just talk about where your team is right now.
Yeah, like you said, got off to a great start, and the guys that competed really hard, and then two conference games on the road, and it's it is what it is. I mean, it's tough. I mean, IU East is an excellent program, and it's always hard to win there. And I think the same thing. We turned around, we had Southeast, the second conference game of the year, and both those were not great games for us. But our guys have hung in there all year. We have challenges and things we try to work through, and they fought back after that. And we've overall, I mean, I'm pleased with what we've been able to do. And every team deals with things that happen, guys in and out. We've dealt this year with a little bit more of that than we have in the past. We've been dealing with more moving pieces and trying to kind of get things together. So basically, for the past couple of weeks right now, we've been dealing with a totally new group than we were dealing with, previously. So we're just trying to kind of recalibrate, get guys in line, and they've responded pretty well. It hasn't been perfect. It won't be, but I think the guys have continued to compete, continue to hang in there, and overall, I'm pleased with what they've been able to do given our circumstances. So.
Coach, you talk about them hanging together, and I think the best example of that, obviously, you had the double overtime win, but the game before, you actually traveled to Point Park. They're arguably one of the top teams in the country, and you put a 15-point, well, you won by 15. I'll just leave it at that. That was a huge win on the road. Talk about the gutsiness of that team.
Yeah, guys came out, competed really well. We defensively, and that's kind of what's been all year for us. It's kind of we kind of hang it on the defense. Like we got to guard, we got to, and that's kind of. I know a lot of people talk about that, but for us, I think we've been rated pretty highly defensively in the NAI over the past 4 or 5 years. So that's got to stay the same this year. It has for the most part. And then just a couple things. I mean, we had to, they have some size, so we had to figure out a way to pull that size away from the basket. And our big guy, Max Newman, shot the ball really well right out of the gate there. And that opened some things up for us in that game to allow our guards to be able to get downhill and things like that. So, but not an easy place to play. I don't think they lost a game there in the previous. I think they had a 25 game home winning streak going on. So I'm proud of that game, but it's just the next game, and we're in a point right now where you don't come to play, you can lose any game. So we got to be on point. And last night was just like that. Oakland City, they're a tough team. I mean, they brought it. They're bringing it with everybody. So you got to play. And that's really the way it is in the conference. The conference is very different this year than in my previous 5 years. I can tell you that about this league. I mean, there's a lot of good teams in this league. And, the feel of this league is very different. Whereas in the past, 5 or 6 years, you've got two or three teams that are there. There's a lot of teams that are competing at a pretty good level in the River States right now.
Yeah, there's obviously St. Mary of the Woods, Point Park, Shawnee State, and West Virginia Tech. Those are all the teams you're chasing. But if you look at the other bunch that you're with, I mean, everybody's competitive, what you just said. What is it going to take for, the Cougars to, put a scare into West Virginia Tech, Shawnee State, to get up into that top four?
Yeah, I mean, I just think right now you just cannot, and that's what I always tell the guys every day, and I know it's simple and it's not fancy talk and it's very, very basic stuff, but it is what I talk to my team about pretty much on a daily basis. Like, you just worry about one game at a time, and that's kind of the way it's been all year.
Yeah.
And it hadn't all went our way, I mean, obviously it hasn't, but you just focus on the next one. So I don't try to look ahead. I try to do as little looking at the conference standings and things like that as I can right now and really just focus on that next team. So, I mean, right now I know we got Brescia coming up on Saturday. And,
yeah.
They're a team that's beat some people this year and have been very competitive as well. So, I just think this time of year, try not to get involved in all the talk and all that kind of stuff and just – get your guys focused on the next game. And, we got to do our best job to be playing our best basketball. And hopefully we can get better along the way here and, just kind of keep it going. But really, to be honest with you, Billy, it's just focus on the next game. Don't look ahead. Don't look past it. So that's my approach.
Not to counter that, but I think that one of the interesting things about the conference is St. Mary of the Woods is having an amazing season and just, I mean, nobody talks about them. They're just there, and they just keep winning. It's kind of amazing that they're so low key.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Coach McClung does a great job. He's no stranger to He's no stranger to Indiana, and he's no stranger to NAI basketball. I respect him a lot. I was telling him when we played the other day, I think his and I career paths are a lot the same. I spent 15 years at a very, very, good NAI school in McKendree, and he has spent a lot of time, at Marion. They do a great job down there. So, it's not, to me, it's not a surprise, they got great energy. They play really hard. They're not perfect, but the energy and the effort and the tenacity and things like that is there on a nightly basis for them. And I think that's why, you're seeing the results that they're having right now. They're doing a great job. So, but yeah, they're a very good team. He's done a great job, Coach has.
Coach, when I break down your team, one thing that surprises me, you're having some trouble with turnovers this season. It's not usually an issue you guys have. Is you think that's from shuffling the lineup?
Yeah, I don't know, Billy. Really, that's a great question, and that's what I've lost some sleep over that. I
I
probably
bet
gained
you
a few gray
have.
hairs. I've gained some gray hairs over that because I really like I have a way that I want my teams to play, and it's been a little bit more of a struggle this year in some of those areas you're talking about right there. And I don't know. I don't really have. If I had the answers, we wouldn't be doing as much of that, or because we do make an emphasis of that all the time. And so I guess just I mean to be honest with you, there's a lot of new pieces in this group. So we knew coming into this year that there were some new pieces. So this group has not, played together as much as my previous groups have here at IU Kokomo. But yeah, I mean, it's been a little frustrating on that standpoint. I don't like turnovers. I like clean basketball and efficient. And we have done a little bit more of that this year. We're still every day trying to clean that up and get that down, because that's the difference when you get down to February and March and things like that. Like, you got to be able to not turn the ball over and take care of the ball and maximize possessions. So it's just a work in progress for us.
Well, Coach, I admire the way you guys are, sticking with the grind. You're kind of winning games kind of in blue collar fashion. I mean, you just got to keep your head down, like you say, one game at a time, and just work your way through the conference and see what happens.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. Just take it a game at a time, keep competing, and trying to get better along the way. Try to just get better each game. And so if you do that, from my experience, good things happen if that's the way you approach it. If you don't look ahead and get clipped and things like that, you just focus on really putting everything into what's right in front of you.
Well, Coach, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk about some Cougar basketball, and you've got your hands full coming up. So you got anyway, you see the schedule, you know what it is,
Yeah,
so.
oh yeah, oh yeah. It'll be grinds here, but we're looking forward to it. The guys love to compete, and so, but yeah, but we're proud of our league. I'll tell you, I really think that. I don't know. I think our league is really good, and I think it's getting better all the time. So we're excited. We're excited for what's to come here the rest of the season.
Well, Coach, again, I appreciate you giving me a couple of minutes, and I wish you a lot of luck as you push forward there in the River States Conference.
Thank you very much, Billy. I appreciate you.
Thank you very much. That's Coach Eric Eckelbarger. I hope I said it right, Coach.
You did.
IU Kokomo. Hey, thanks a lot, Coach Eckelbarger. Really appreciate him giving me a few minutes on short notice. I really appreciate it a lot. They're playing shorthanded. He didn't want to talk about it too much, but they are winning blue collar. They're just grinding it out. Hey, tomorrow we're gonna have Adam Hepker. He's gonna come on. He's gonna talk some Mid-American Nazarene Pioneer basketball. So join us tomorrow. A lot more NAI basketball and Adam Hepker. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you very much for supporting our podcast. Please like and subscribe. Get out to your local NAI school, because NAI basketball is the best entertainment value in America.